This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. North and South Korea each test-fired ballistic missiles Wednesday, the latest volley in an arms race that has seen both countries develop increasingly sophisticated weapons, while diplomatic efforts to defuse tensions on the Korean Peninsula have fallen short. South Korea's military confirmed the North Korean missiles traveled a distance of about 800 kilometers, reaching an altitude of 60 kilometers, before splashing into the sea off North Korea's east coast. Japan's defense ministry said the projectiles did not enter Japanese territory and fell outside Japan's exclusive economic zone. Speaking to reporters in Tokyo, Japanese Prime Minister Yoshida Suga called the launches outrageous, saying they threaten the peace and security of the region. Meanwhile, the South Korean presidential office announced that nation conducted its own tests Wednesday, firing its first submarine-launched ballistic missile. The statement said a domestically built missile fired from a 3,000-ton class submarine was fired from a 3,000-ton class submarine and struck a designated target. South Korean President Moon Jae-in attended the launch, saying he believed the missile could be an effective deterrent to cope with what he called North Korea's asymmetric force, referring to the North's apparent nuclear capabilities. While Moon called North Korea's actions provocative, he said the submarine missile test had been planned and was not in response to the North's launches. A U.S. State Department spokesperson said the United States condemned North Korea's missile launch Wednesday, saying it's a violation of multiple U.N. Security Council resolutions and posed a threat to its neighbors and the international community. The spokesperson did not mention the South Korean test. The Wednesday launches come one day after the U.S. Special Representative to North Korea, Sung Kim, met in Tokyo with his counterparts from Japan and South Korea, and all the diplomats urged the North to return to talks over its missile and